few announcements. This Shabbos is an in Shabbos with Rav Simon and Rav Becher. Please sign up in the camp today. Please stress the importance of Shabbos and Yeshiva, with many Talmidim staying this week. Okay, we're stressing
the importance of.
Okay. It's very nice to be in the Yeshiva Shabbos. Number two, Slichas, 12:48 a.m. They'll be shirim by Rav Lau and Rav Gold before. Everyone's encouraged to come. Torathon all day and all night. Next Tuesday night with more than 20 fascinating shirim by Rosh Yeshiva, while you found your community Rabbonim. Followed by a Kumzus at midnight and Slichas for Rosh Hashanah. We have shir. We're going to have shir, I think, 9 to 10, and then we'll have, then I'm giving the shir at 11, Rosh Hashanah. Okay? That's on Tuesday, Erev, Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, there is shir that day? I think so. Erev, not Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, let's begin, guys. Okay. Thank you, Daniel. Got those announcements. Try to fill those. Okay. There's one point I forgot to give you the number Makomo, so I want to begin with. One last point in the previous sugya. As we said, we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, ain onus begitten, and we paskin like the first Lashon, and that's by a onus that is Shriach. A common onus you should have known about, and also a onus that is, you know, somewhat common, partially, happens sometimes. Ain onus begitten, and the halacha is that the get goes through. Even though he claims he couldn't fulfill it because an onus, we don't care. It's only when an onus that totally is lo shchiach klal, he never would have thought of, then that will cancel the get if he doesn't end up showing up because of an onus. That was the Pesach Halach we said. So I want to mention one point that's very fascinating from the Beis Shmuel there on that siman in Kuf Mem Dalet. The Beis Shmuel writes the following Chiddush. The Beis Shmuel says in siman Kuf Mem Dalet, he says that what happens in the following scenario, what happens if the Tanai in Sifkot Nath is made litovasel? For his benefit. He's going to give her a get on condition she does something for him. I don't know, whatever the case might be. He gives him $100, let's say. He says, if she gives him $100, he'll give her the get. So the Tanai is for his benefit. So what happens if an onus happens and she couldn't do it? She couldn't give him the $100. What's the din in that case? Excuse me. What's the din in that case? What do you say the halach is? He refuses to give the get. He doesn't care if an onus happens. He does not want to give the get until she gets $100. Okay? So, what do you say in that case? Well, normally, we would say what? Ain't onus begitten, and the get would go through, right? But here, he did not want to give her the get if he didn't give $100. So, he claims, halacha lemaisa, that in that case, the Beis Shmuel writes, it's interesting, Chiddush, that Tainus onus would not work. And, I'm sorry, Tainus onus in that situation, remember we said ain onus begitten, and normally the get is a get. In this case, the get would not go through. We would say, halach lamaisa, yesh onus. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? Because here it's exceptional. Okay? Here he refuses to give the get. He doesn't care whether there's an onus. You want to say an onus begitten. Oh, she couldn't give the money. Who cares? You want the get to go through. He doesn't want to give the get unless he gets the money. So I want you to get that down. Any t'nai that is l'tovas habal, says the Beis Shmuel, any t'nai that is l'tovas habal, halacha l'maisa, there will be a claim of onus. That's what the Beis Shmuel wants to say. Okay? If the t'nai is l'tovas habal, and the t'nai wasn't done, yesh tainus onus, and it will not be a get. There ain't no get. Okay? So that seems to fly as an exception, and I want you to get that to the normal rule of ain't onus begitting. Ain't onus begitting tells me the get goes through. There's no excuse. If a condition was made and he comes back in 12 months, he doesn't show up because of an onus, we don't care. It's an onus that's regularly should have known about, even a sometimes onus. But if it's L'tovus HaBaal, the guy refuses to give the get. I don't care, he says. He says, I don't care whether an onus happens, you couldn't give the money. Don't we say an onus beginning and the get goes through? Not in this case. Kamochem, I want you to get this. Rabbeinu Gershom made a cherem. Rabbeinu Gershom, one of Rashi's Rebbe, that a man cannot divorce his wife against his will. Right? There are three charamim that Rabbeinu Gershom made. One is, you can't open someone's mail. Number two is, you can't divorce one's wife against her will. Number three, you can't marry multiple women. Those are the three charamim that Rabbeinu Gershom made. So Rabbeinu Gershom, nowadays, what would you say, Bizman Hazeh, after Takanas Rabbeinu Gershom, you can't divorce one's wife against her will. Let's say she's maskim to get the get, if he does the Tanai L'tovasa. What do you say in that case? She only agrees to the get, only in a situation where the man will do it tonight for her benefit. What do you say if an onus happens and he can't do it? What will you say in such a case? So you know what he says? She refused to what? She refused to get divorced until he what actually did the condition. I couldn't do it because of an onus. I don't care. That would be tantamount to Baal Korcha. So I want you to get this down. The Beit Shmuel says in both Lemaisa ways. V'gam Tanai L'tovas Shel Isha, that he's supposed to do it certain tonight. He's supposed to give her $200 for the get to be chal. And what happens, Daniel? What happens? He's not able to do it because of an onus. I don't care. Ain't no get. And I let him throw the get at her against her will. That's not permissible. That's called a get Baal Korcha. I'm going to write that down. It's a get Baal Korcha against her will. And therefore, since it's a get Baal Korcha, it's against her will, Allah l'maisa, and therefore it would be over cherem the Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay? It would be against the cherem of Rabbeinu Gershom. You understand what I'm saying? So the Beit Shmuel, I want you to get this. This is remarkable. We have this din of ain onus begitten by onus. We don't care about the tiny onus. The get goes through. We're making two exceptions. You follow me, Simcha? There's the first Beit Shmuel there. That if the Tanai is L'tovas HaBaal, and he insists that she does something, and she doesn't do it because of an onus, I don't care. The get is not a good get. He didn't want a divorce in that case. And what happens if there was a Tanai made that she insists she'll be okay with the get? Only if he does it Tanai, that will be for her benefit, then she'll accept the get. And then an onus happens, he can't do it. What's the din? He can't give her the get. That's considered to be a get, Baal Korcha, and it's not acceptable. Now, who argues on this? The Yad HaMelech. The Yad HaMelech argues on this, and claims not that way. The Yad HaMelech says, Beferish, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes him in Sifkat and Gimel. I wanted to give you this Mar Makomas. Sifkat and Aleph in the Beit Shmuel, Sifkat and Gimel in the Pesachei Tshuva. He says, that is not called Gerushin Baal Korcha. He argues and says, you could still give her to get. Yachol, Latte, get. And he says, you know what Baal Korcha is when you throw the get at her face, and she doesn't want it. Here, she agreed in general to the get, she just wanted the side thing to be done. Yachol legarish ota the lo over cherem the Rabbeinu Gershom. So he argues on that second line. Lo over al cherem the Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay? So that's what comes out. That's the point I wanted to get before we start the next sugya. Yeah, Yosef, you've been very patient. Go ahead.
I thought there was a din by get that it has to be able to be given Baal Korcha.
That's the Araisa. But Rabbeinu Gershom, the year 1000, Moragola, he was the Gadol HaDor, had the power vested in him that he made a cherem. And a cherem is a very serious din. A cherem is like a klala. It's like a nidui and shamta. The Gemara says, what does shamta mean? Shamta e misa, gemara moi katan. It's like a klala, or cherem, God forbid, that if someone doesn't follow it, they should die. Rachman al-san. We don't like klalas or not, but the chachamim wanted to do it so people would abide by it. So he, and that's a status that's the araisa. Even though he lived after the Zman HaGemara, but the concept of cherem has a status of the Araisa. He made that cherem, okay? He made that cherem. Now, I'm glad you asked me that. I want to just point that the next Nakud out. There was a clause he did put in about having multiple wives, which is called the Heter Meir Rabbanim. Okay? Let's write that down. Let's say, God forbid, a man is married and his wife becomes a Meshuggah. Or let's say, a better case that she became physically ill and she has no seichel anymore. So the man is basically stuck. He wants to get remarried. He He's going to live his whole life now by himself. It's like an aguna for a man. So if you get Lamaisa, 100 Rabbanim together, from three different Medinas, from Eretz Yisrael, from Europe, and from America, they sign on it, they can mafkiya the cherem, and a man can get married. Now, they're also, he has to put a get away for her, from her, for her. Then in the event she gets well, the get will be given immediately to her. He has to take care of his wife financially. There's a bunch of points that have to be fulfilled for us to allow him to do that. But that's the one cherem that there was a heter me rabbanim that he wrote in the clause. Now, the Ramah writes that the cherem, the Rabbanan Gershom, had to marry multiple wives or divorce one's wife, Baal Korcha. At least the one that divorced one's Baal Korcha was only for 500 years. So he lived the year 1000, should have ended at 1500. But the Ramah says we observe it, mitam minig ad bias kol ha-mashiach. So I want you to know that too. We always have to know, try to know everything. Mi'ikar ha-din was only for 500 years that one cannot divorce one's wife against her will or multiple wives. I think both were 500 years. So the Ramah says we still observe it mitam minig. Okay, and if Ramah says we observe mitam minig, we do it. That's what the Ramah says. You know, Sephardic men don't have Kherim Rabbanan Gershom was Ashkenazi. You know, a Sephardic man literally he can't do it. It's bigamy. It's against the law. Athena Mechusadina. Can't marry multiple. It's against America, right? But Sephardic men really, I'll be Allahi. I have a good friend of mine, a Sephardi, big Talmud Chacham. So the minig is that they will write in their ksuba that they're making a promise they're not going to marry another wife. Because I'll be Allahi, they can. Mechaber doesn't quote the Kherim Rabbanan Gershom. The Ramah holds it to be Tom Minnick. Okay? Very good. So that's the point I wanted to bring out. Now we've got to get to the next sugya. Ezra, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, just can Rabbi repeat again the case of the Beis Shmuel?
Sure. In the Beis Shmuel's case, the first case is that there was a Tanai made Latovas HaBaal. In other words, he said he's going to divorce her, but he says, you know, you got to give me $100, he says to her.
In order to divorce her?
In order to, he'll give her to get if he gets $100. And then an onus happens, she went bankrupt. So he says he doesn't care. Why don't you say an onus begitten and the get should go through? We don't. It's an exception. Because he refuses to give the get. He doesn't want to give the get unless he was given the money. So the bottom line is...
Does ein tainus onus then?
So ein tainus onus means that it is a get. Right? Ein onus begitten. Ein tainus onus begitten is a get. Remember we always stress that? Ein onus begitten is a get. Yesh onus begitten is not a get.
Right.
So normally paskin ein onus begitten. But here, there's an exception. Yesh tainus onus, the ain't no get.
But in this case, if you say that there's an onus, that means that it was not her fault that she didn't...
No, we're saying it is. Or... He says that the onus, lemaisa, is considered to be what? Yesh tainus onus means, what does ain't onus begit mean? You don't have a taina of onus, and the get goes through, right?
Okay.
And the get goes through. So here, you're making a good point, Ezra. I mean, what I want to bring out is that yesh tainus onus is that it's basically, Ezra, you're making a good point, it's yesh taina neged onus. Okay? That's a good point. It's a taina that you have the neged, the onus, and therefore he says he doesn't want to give the get. You follow what I'm saying? Because here in this case, Lamaisa, the onus is the opposite, you know? Because it's a good point you're bringing out. Ain't onus begitting was always, he says, if he doesn't come back in 12 months, it's going to be a get. Well, an onus happened. So if we say ain't onus begitting, if we say he didn't come back, it's a get. You follow what I'm saying? Yesh onus begitting is an excuse. You follow me, Kibi? Here it's like the opposite. Ezra, you're making a great point. Right? And there's a time that's negative the onus, and therefore he says, you know what? Don't give me the excuse that there's an onus. And therefore what? Yesh tainus neged onus, and he says, you know what? He doesn't want to give the get till he gets the money. Okay? And I wrote it here, Lamaisa. Okay, this, I mean, also it's tanai for her benefit. It's not a get. She refused to receive the get. It's a get Baal Korcha. You're over here in the Rabbanan Gershom. So, yes, you're very good. You follow what I'm saying? It's a tainus neged onus. Okay, good. Very excellent. Okay? Yes, go ahead, Daniel. Tanai Latovasa. The Tanai was for her best.
Does it matter who asked for a Tanai? Meaning if she didn't ask for a Tanai, theoretically...
No, I mean, the bottom line is they made the deal together. The deal was that he would give her to get if she gets like $100.
Right.
They made the deal together, the Tanai. It was accepted
of it. Doesn't matter if he offered.
Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. The deal was Latovasa. She refuses to get the get. Once Kherim Rabbanan Gershom was given, if she doesn't get her money, that's Baal Korcha. Okay? Why don't you say, Lamaisa, the same concept that we should, you know, ignore it and make the get go through? We don't. There's a tiny negative that. You follow me? That's the exception that I wanted to bring out with the Bishmu. Okay? You got it?
No, it's a get ball
krupa,
so she doesn't care about the
t'nai,
then it's not.
She cares about it. It's Latovasa. Doesn't make a difference. They, there's
anyway.
A t'nai. He made the t'nai. Let's
but
say he made the t'nai.
The
I understand, but now that after Rabbinic Gershom made his karen, we do worry about what her feelings are. We do worry about her consent.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe she wants
to. Doesn't make a difference who made the t'nai. The bottom line is the get was set up that she should get $100. And she said that's the only way she wants to get. Doesn't mean it's who initiated it tonight. The bottom line is the time was created with Tovasa.
Same thing you said later, she wants to get it, doesn't matter?
If she changed her mind, that's fine. You got to cancel it. But I mean, what we're talking about, she didn't cancel it. She didn't cancel her mind. She says she wants the $100. So why can't he throw the get at her? Because of the Cheren Rabbeinu Gershom. The Yad HaMelech says that's a side point. Get Bachor is throwing the get at her straight up. This was just a side tonight. Okay? So that's why I wanted to stress this Beis Shmuel. It's a very big Chiddush, okay? Because it flies in the face of when we see, let the get go through. Ain't onus begit. Ain't onus begit. Okay, excellent. Very good. Okay, let's start the next sugi. Very good. Thank you, Daniel. Okay, so please look at that Beis Shmuel and the Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Gimel, we said. Okay? The first Beis Shmuel, Sifkat and Gimel. Beis Shmuel, Sifkat and Aleph. The Piskei Tshuva is here, Sifkat and Gimel. Yeah, he quotes the Yad HaMelech right here, Sifkat and Gimel. There he is, he quotes the Rabbeinu Gershom. Okay? Very good. Excellent. Okay, weiter now. Okay, let's see the Gemara. It says the Gemara the following. Amar of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Lo Shonu Ela Mitakanas Ezra Ve'elech. Shein bat the dinim kvuyim el b'sheni b'chamishi. Aval korim takana sezer shebat the dinim kvuyim b'chol yom, ishe nisis b'chol yom. So, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says, Allah l'maisa, he says, the Mishnah says a besula gets married on Wednesday. That was only from the times that Ezra made a takana v'elich. Right? Ezra had the status of a Navi. Right? And this is one of the Esther Takanas that Ezra made in Bava Kama Pei Bezim at Alf, that Bezim sits on Monday and Thursday. So when does the Besula get married on Wednesday? When Ezra made the Takana. But before Ezra made the Takana, where Bezim sat every day, a woman could get married every day. So Gemara says, who cares? Ma'da hava hava. What was, right? What does it make a difference? Bizman Azeh already was Monday, Thursday. We know it has to. She has to get married on Wednesday. Well, my nafkemina that Konam Ezra, she could get married. Answers the Gemara, Hachikamer. This is what we meant to say. Ikebat edinim kvuim aidna kikodim takanas Ezra ishenisis b'chol yom. What we meant to say is, if it ever happens that Beis Din will ever go back to being sitting every day as opposed to Monday and Thursday, then a woman could get married any day, because in case he has a problem, he can take her to Beis Din the next morning. Right? Okay. Frek the Gemara habiyin shaktu. But don't you need 3 days to prepare the Tarech Leit? He was a what? He was a wealthy guy, or he was a very fastidious guy. He got it together. He doesn't need 3 days. Okay? Doesn't need 3 days at all. No problem. Now, we'll discuss, I don't know if we're going to get to it today, but when the Gemara answers, Habin and Shakta, the Tarech Leit, I think the Tarech Leit is a better way of saying it, will that also apply Bizman HaMishnah? Because the Gemara is only talking about after the Bizman HaMishnah, where Beis Din sits every day. You could get married every day, but don't you need Shaktu 3 days to get ready for the wedding? The Gemara says, no, the guy got it together. Did that theory, did Tarech Leit also appear in the Mishnah? You follow what I'm saying? Meaning, even Bizman HaMishnah, Alach L'maisa, we'll get to it, is it possible to say also that you got it together as well? Alach L'maisa, okay? Was that also Bizman HaMishnah, if you got it together, could you get married on what? On Sunday. I want you guys to get that down. Let's mention it. We'll get back to it. But it could be that Rashi and the Rambam insist upon always getting married on what? Always getting married on Wednesday. Okay? Could be that Rashi and the Rambam always insist upon getting married on Wednesday. Halacha l'maisa. It only was applying l'maisa bizman hazeh. But bizman the Mishnah, you always had to get married on Wednesday. Other Rishonim are going to argue on that. Most Rishonim are going to say that just like Bizman Azef, he got it together, he could get married on Sunday, so too Bizman the Mishnah, you could have get married on Sunday, okay? All right, what about Tainus Pesulim? What's the big deal? You go on Monday. Bezim meets on Monday, Thursday. You follow the Nakuda we just said, Avi, that it's a Machloikis in the Rishonim, Rashi and Ram. When the Gemara said the Tarach Lay, it was going on what? It was going on after the Zman Mishnah. When I mean Zman Mishnah, they only meant Monday, Thursday. After Zman Mishnah, they meet every day. So just like the Gemara says, they meet every day, and if you can get it together, you can get married on Sunday. The Tarach Lay, right? Did it also, the Tarach Lay also apply during the Zman Mishnah, where they only got married Monday, Thursday, and you could say the Tarach Lay and get married on Sunday. Rashi and Ram says it's not acceptable, Eli. And the other Rishonim say it would be acceptable to get married on Sunday. But Zman HaMishnah. Okay? So we'll get back to that. I don't know if we'll get to it today, but Lamai said this is a major machlokes how to read a Gemara. Okay, we got this chlor? Yeah? Okay, first thing I want to tackle is as follows. When I was preparing the Gemara, what bothered me the most in just these four lines of the Gemara, four or five lines, is the following. Is that once Ezra makes his takana, that Bazin sits on Monday, Thursday, the Gemara says, well, before he did it, they met every day. You can get married every day. Well, who cares? What did the Gemara answer? It's a big deal. Because if we ever uproot Ezra's Takana and have Bazin meet every day as opposed to Monday and Thursday, then she can get married every day. What? When would we ever uproot Ezra's Takana? That's the first kash I want to tackle. Okay? The Gemara is making an assumption that we would be able to what? Uproot Ezra's Takana. This is against the din. There is a famous halacha, get it down, Shalom, that a Beis Din cannot repeal a Beis Din's Takana of previous unless you're greater b'chachmo b'minyan. It's a Gemara in Be'ad of Ham and Aleph. Okay? There is no way that can happen. Okay? On Beis Din and Aleph. On Ham and Aleph and Be'ad. I'm not going to write the whole statement. I'm just going to write Gedola, the Chachma, Uba Minyan. You want to be able to do that, you better be able to be greater in wisdom and Minyan. You know what Minyan is? Usually Minyan means convention. You have a greater group of Rabbanim. There's a Rivet in the Mishnah Duyos that says you're older. They have to be older in years, Minyan and Shana. So it's a good Mara Mokum to know, that Rivet on the Mishnah. The Rivet is a Pirish and Mishnah in Mesechus Duyos. So in other words, you can never repeal a previous takana unless you're greater b'chachma minyan. So what on earth is the Gemara talking about? Oh, that when there'll be a situation, lamaisa, when there'll be a situation, you have to be greater b'chachma minyan. I'll just tell you, the pashtus is no one was greater than Ezra b'chachma, after Ezra. Very difficult to assume like that. So our kash is very strong, okay? Don't tell me that you'll find someone that was great, because of course you're a great Tanoim, but they, as great as Ezra? I mean, Ezra's as if the Torah could have been given to him, the Gemara says, right? What'd you say, Kibi?
The Vav here means and or or.
What do you mean the Vav? And. Both. You must be both. Good question. Very good. You must be greater B'chachma Minyan. So this is a Pella Dikakasha. Okay? Yes, Daniel.
Would Ezra be considered Dasi Yafid?
Yeah, so we discussed in the summer, remember? Not really, because he was like the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. Okay? So as Daniel was talking about, without getting into the details of the Mishnah Yedus, we talked about in our summer kolel and this past summer of Mikvahs, what happens if it's Shittas Yachid? But let's not, we don't assume Ezra's Shittas Yachid. Whatever Ezra said, the fuck stopped with him. He was the Gadol Ador. He represented the Anshe Knesset HaGdolah. It's a good point. So he was not a Yachid. Okay. So we got that Kasha? Very stark at Kasha. Okay. So, let's give a few terutzim to that kasha. How is it shayich that b'chachmu b'minyan this could be? I mean, very, very difficult. But that's the pshat in the Gemara. No, the Gemara is saying that if in event, it'll change. In event, it'll change. When would it ever change? Okay. When would it ever change? So, the Ritvo asked this kasha right here on the spot. Okay? The Ritvo asked this kasha right on the spot here. He asked this kasha. And Lamaisa, the Ramaskul, Halacha Lamai, he asked this kasha right here. How could it be that they go ahead and a mavatal takana? He says a beautiful lashon, the Ramaskul lashon. He says Adarava Kilkalahi. What do you mean? What do you mean matakana? Okay. So Lamai said, how would you Ketzad Yesh Koyach Right? It says in Be'ah need to be greater than Minyan. So how do you mavata the takane lamaisa that they're going to be able to get married? And this is a big deal because it's a two-pronged kasha. Why do I say it's a two-pronged kasha? It's the fact that Beis is supposed to meet on Monday, Thursday, and now you're saying that it's going to meet when? Every day. But also you're going to destroy the takana of Basula getting married on Wednesday. So it's really a two-pronged kasha. Okay? You're basically mavatal to these two kochos. So that's a very, very what? Very strong kasha. And the Ritva has this kasha. Okay. So what's the pshat? So Ritva says the following teretz, which I want to bring a riot to. The Ritva writes, L'chachila chazal or not masakin, a woman gets married on Wednesday, except when? When Bezin only met on Monday and Thursday. Aval lifnei b'lafiv isman that Bezin's yoshid b'chol yom, they didn't make such a takana, and she could get married. Meaning to say the following, that it was built in, that whenever this reason didn't apply, and there's women, besulas only have to get married on Wednesday when Bezin only meets on Monday and Thursday. But if Beis Din Takam, if there ever be a time in history where Beis Din meets B'chol Yom V'Yom, L'maisa, then it's fine, they don't have to get married on Wednesday. Meaning it was part of the Takana. It was part of the clause. They put in that clause. So it's not a Bitul HaTakana. It was part of the Takana.
It just sounds weird because he's saying if anyone's ever Mavatal my Takana, it's going
to
go back.
Yeah, but it's not like that. You don't have to say it like that. I said it like that, Mary. So you just say simply, whenever Beis Din meets Monday, Thursday, Obasuga gets married Wednesday. Whenever Beis Din meets every day, Lomaisa, whenever Basin meets every day, then it'll be okay. Then it'll be okay, they can marry any day. It's not like, you know, they it was a complete takana. So it wasn't bitul takana, it was part of the takana. I want to give you a riot to this, okay? bless you. The Shita Mikubetza says, Beferish this, Halach Lomaisa, okay? You follow me? It's Beduktuk, the Shita Mikubetza, what the Mishnah says. Why does the Mishnah give a reason why you get married on Wednesday? The Chazal were misaken it because what? Lo tiknu Chazal b'zman sheshayach tamza. They said that Pesulah gets married on Wednesday because what? Beis Din meets only Monday and Thursday. It's obvious. That's why they said the reason. But in a Chanan where they meet every day, not a problem. I want to give you a riot to this. The Gemara says in Be'ah and Daf Lamed, you're not allowed to clap your hands on Shabbos and Yontif. You're not allowed to. You know why? Shemi Yisakin Klishir. You might build a guitar. You're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to clap your hands on Shabbos enough because you might build a guitar. Right? You might do an air guitar. Everyone knows what an air guitar is, right? Okay? I play guitar, but I play air guitar. Okay? So the Gemara's in Be'ah, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Okay? So Yishem Yisakin Klishir. So you see that what? You see that it's a problem. Lamed Amud Aleph. Tysus says, Bismana said, Tysus lived in the 1200s. He says, as far as I know, no one knows how to build guitars or any musical instrument. He says the whole thing's mutter. Tosus in Be'ah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Tosus says Beferish. Tosus says the whole thing's mutter. Thank you, Daniel. So Frekta Pri Chodesh. What do you Rabbanu Shalolim? Tosus wasn't greater by Chachma and Minyan. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm lazy. I should get myself Pri Chodesh. Ask on Tosus. What are you talking about? Tosus wasn't greater. And Tosus was great, but he wasn't greater than the Gemara. Can't argue on the Gemara. Vina Ravashi so far raw. We always say, right? So how could you say such a thing? So it's very, very difficult. Tosus dibra maskil, lamina after maskil tanan, ein metakin rak perishashim metakin klishir, umiulidi don, shari. Nowadays it's mutter. The daf could be a man, show you bikin lasos klishir shach lemigzer. They know how to make guitars, bismana gemar. Avalidi don, ein out of bikin lasos klishir lo shach lemigzer. Frak the brichadus, what's going on with Tosus? So what's the answer? Tosus understood that gzera was made by Chazal. That in the event that people would not know how to build guitars, it never was a gzeira. It was part of their takana. In the same vein, that's what the Ritva is answering. You got me? That's the answer you want to say from the Ritva. Chlor? Okay. Lamais. So we paskin on that Shiloh, good Shiloh. The Ramah says you shouldn't do it based on the Yushalmi. So the meaning is we don't clap on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There are some people that do it, okay, they have what to rely on. We shouldn't be mocha them. But the Ramah writes, the Bir Halacha says you should rely on the Bir Halacha, you should do the Yishalmi, you shouldn't clap on Shabbos enough. Ah, there's a guy in Shul who claps. Okay, I let him clap. You know, what's the, you know, he loves for Ruach. Okay? So that's the pshat we want to suggest to Ritva. That's the first teretz. So let's get it. I'm going to say Chelik Shel Takana. Chelik Shel Takana, so it wasn't a bit. Yeah, go ahead, Yosef. What do you say?
Don't some people, I think, start him clap machinery?
Like, could be. That's what I do. I go like this. That's how I clap on Shabbos enough. That would be good also. No problem. Yes, Kibby.
Was the Shita explaining it as a cloud that when the Mishnah gives a time that you...
Yeah, he was saying he was Meduyik in the Mishnah.
Anytime
yeah.
The Mishnah gives a time, that means that the Gezerah is Tully.
No, not a cloud, but in this particular time, on the Mishnah,
like
that's the way it was. Yeah, not uniform always. But here he said he felt the reason why the Mishnah told the reason was to tell me that exact word. Exactly. So why don't you get the Ritva with the Shita Mikubetzes beer in the Mishnah. Very good. Very good, Kibi. That's the Shita Mikubetzes. Also, the Chassam Sofer says it in 1/3 too. Shita Mikubetzes, Bipshat, the Mishnah. Okay? And then write down the Raya we got from that Tyson Beya. Okay, with the Pri Chodesh. Okay? Yes, Ezra, go ahead.
So when do we decide when it's a Mikubetzes?
Very hard. Good kashas. Everyone has great kashas. Very good, Ezra. It's hard. It's hard to define it. It's hard to define it. I don't know. I don't know, to tell you the truth. But I think that your kashas may be what led the other Rishonim to give a different teretz. I mean, how do you know? Here you could say, like Kibi said, it was Meduyik in the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave the Tam. So maybe that's why already. But it's hard to know. That's why with the Bir Halacha says you shouldn't rely on this Taisus. Okay? Because how do you know that's the Pshat? How do you know we're able to do that? That Takana was part of the clause. So it's hard. I don't know exactly.
The Shita Mikubetzes one gave the answer.
The Shita Mikubetzes basis on the Ritva says it was Meduyik in the Mishnah. That's why the Mishnah gave the reasoning of Tainus Pesul, that in the event that Beis Din would meet every day, you don't have to get married Wednesday. You can get married any day.
So we're talking the thing about clapping and not.
Yes.
Because clapping will lead to playing, and then playing will lead to fixing.
That's correct. We assume it's all one Xeri. You're saying it's a Xeri? We assume it's all Chad Xeri. That's what we assume. How do you know when that? That's also. Actually, there is a Rambam about that. The Rambam writes that if Chazal made the Gzera like that, then Gzera is not a problem. When we try to put together two different things, that's Gzera. But if the articulation of the Gzera, the Rambam writes, we had that last year, was Gzera, then that's fine. Okay? Yes. Okay? That's what Rambam writes. You got me? It depends on how Chazal articulated. Okay, so you'll tell me, how do you know which is which? So in a chanami, that's difficult.
It still seems kind of...
Okay, it's a chiddush. Not far, but it's a chiddush. That's what you hear as far according to the Rambam. It's not far. I think if they articulate like that, it's good. Yes, Yosef, go ahead.
Wasn't there a list of things that are on that? Because there are like dancing and snapping. And...
Yes. All those things. Dancing also. Some people are mocked in dancing based on that. Same thing. Dance is the same thing as clapping. There are some yeshivas that dance on Shabbos at the Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, they were listening to Shlita used to Gush.
I told them, they told us that they had a professional dancer come in and like watch the circle dance. He's like, that's not dancing.
That's nothing. Interesting. I think Ori Shalom, they also dance too. No, Gush. Okay. All right, that's the first Eretz. Let's get it. Number two, I gave you the Agos Hashri. The Agos Hashri is in the back of the Rush. What does the Agos Hashri say in Simon Hay? Osei, actually. It's on in the back. You know, the Gosh Hashri is the small paragraph. So the Gosh Hashri says the following Chiddush. Okay? He wants to tie in that halacha lemaisa, there is a big difference, and this is an interesting Chiddush. Okay? I want you to keep it in mind. But he says, even though Bezos cannot be mavat unless you're greater b'chachbu b'minyan, he says, if they use the same svara, Shimayab also Bezdin Kayim Hayamaskim Lahatish Nishtan in Inze Bitl Dvarav. That's interesting also. No? He says if the previous Bezdin that made the Takana would have agreed, then it's fine. So that's a very similar answer, not exactly the same, but because it's different because you're agreeing there's a change. I'm reading the Lashon. Yasab also Svarshim, also Bezdin Kayim Hayamaskim Lahatir. I mean, they're just extending the reasoning, so it's not a Bitl Dvarav. So I'm just going to say Miyasu Svara. The Gosh Hashri says, Miyasu Svara, if they do follow the train of reasoning of the first one, then it's Lo Bittul Dvarav. It's not considered to be a Bittul, and therefore it is a change according to this Pshat. It wasn't part of the clause, but they would have agreed to it. Interesting Svara as well. Okay, I know as you're going to ask me, well, how do you know when that's the case? Because it's a good Svara. Those Svaras, they should be able to come to Bezin. If Bezin is meeting every day, so let her get married any day. Okay. Can't argue on that svara. Okay, that's the teretz. Yes, go ahead.
Are there any poskim that bring sad heter like that tosos when it comes to like taking medicine on Shabbos?
No, not at all. As Daniel asks me, it's extension of Ezra's Kasha. I'm glad he asked me that. We are very wary about this, saying this, because, you know, things could get out of hand. I'm glad he asked it. I mean, you could always say, oh, you know, you take a medicine on Shabbos. I know how to tochen. It's not going to lead me to tochen. I don't know how to make a pill. How do you make a pill? Through grinding. So any medicines, why is refuah also on Shabbos? Jerry tochen. No one knows how to grind. So Daniel says you should be able to do refuah. That we don't talk. No one touches that. So it's a very, we constrict that theory very much, okay? Because it could get out of hand. So that's why.
That's exactly what Tosu said, though. Just
the you're right, but we don't postulate that tesis. Maybe that's one of the reasons why we say we don't postulate that tesis. Okay? So it could get out of hand, but it's a good point. No, we don't extend it. Okay? All right, very good. That's the second teres. Okay, number three. Third teres that we have. The Beis Yaakov and the Chasam Sofer give a little bit of a different teres, hard teres. But they say, Bismana Mishnah, it was not. This takana of a psula getting married on Wednesday, Lamaisa, did not spread to all places in Klal Yisrael. There were places, even Bisman HaMishnah, that sat every day, the Bezin. And therefore, if they sat every day, the Bezin, the psula did not have to get married on Wednesday. Okay? And therefore, it wasn't a bitul takana. Because it's only a bitul takana, and this is what I want you to get this. Tosus writes in Maseches Avodah Zarah. He writes this beferish. Tosfos says in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Lamed Hey Amen Af Maskel Chada, the Magen Avraham quotes this in Tov Samech Tesef Katnalef, that if it was not usher in all makomos, then it's not an isser of Ein Beis and Yochel Levatel Divrei Chaveiro. It's only a problem of repealing a takana when originally all of Klal Yisrael in Gansen, and Gansen means everyone accepted the takana, but this was not accepted by everyone, says the Beis Yaakov and the Chasam Sofer. So therefore, since it was not accepted by everyone, because there were Bate Dinim that Saturday day, the Beis Yaakov and the Chasam Sofer, okay? Therefore, it's not considered to be of Ein, Lo, it was not Lo Kiblu, Lo Kiblu B'chol Yisrael, therefore there's no, therefore Lachain, therefore Ein Isser of Akira. Memela, consequently, Ein Akira. There's no Akira. There's only Akira when it's accepted. Now, how they knew that, that's conjecture, but that's what they're assuming, halacha lemaisa. So it's not considered to be a bittul. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, it's not a bittul, and therefore, where we're holding nowadays, we're like Bisman in those places that existed, Bisman and Mishnah, that we do it every day.
What is the Maramakum
and the Maganam? Maganam is Tof Samech Tesif Kotnalev. It's a Tyson of Odazara that has this theory. Yeah, Lamed Hayim and Aleph. Which it makes a lot of sense, no? Why should it be an issue of repealing? Why should it be a problem of Akira? Allah
Okay. Is that like a little, like the Sam Sofer and Beis Yaakov a little funky just because that was the Mishnah? Like,
well, they're conjecturing. That's what we said. They're conjecturing. They don't have a riot, but they're conjecturing that that was the case. Allah Maisa. Okay, fine. Now, there's one other teretz I want to give over, and that's the Chasam Sofer, okay, in the Chidushim right here. It's in the Kobetz Meforshim. That the getter of the Takanas HaMishnah was that a Besula gets married on a day before Beis Din meets. And that was what? That was Wednesday. But Bisman that Beis Din is Yoshiv B'chol Yom, every day is considered Kodah Moshe Beis Din. Meaning, you read our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? It's a chak. Our Mishnah said, oh, Besula's got to get married on Wednesday so they can take it to Beis Din Thursday if there's a problem. But Wednesday is just an example. The message of the Mishnah is you gotta marry a woman the day before you go, the day before Beis Din meets. So if you live in a time period that Beis Din meets every day, so it's fine. There's that was the getter of the Takanas HaMishnah. So I'm just gonna write that. Lamaisa, the getter of the Takanas HaMishnah was exactly that. The Chasam Sofer says that was the getter of the Takanas HaMishnah. Okay? So basically.
But that's hard.
We have. Yeah, go ahead, Kibi, yeah.
Because the Mishnah goes through Amana, and then we discuss the Shaykh, meaning if that's really what the Mishnah meant, it would have said that.
Well, that was the first part of the Mishnah. A woman that's never been married before, get married the day before you go to a Beis Din.
Now, Amana
is a different pride. Yeah, Amana is a different pride because she's been married already. But the message was, if you marry a woman you've never been married before, make sure it's the day before Beis Din. Interesting. Okay. I hear you, it's an interesting chiddush. Okay, so these are four terutzim, guys, why we answered our kasha, why is there, how on earth could the Gemara say, oh, in the event that Bezdin will meet every day, then a woman could get married every day. That's a two-pronged kasha. How can you repeal Chachamim what Ezra did? He was Andrew Kinesak Dol, wasn't a Yachid like Daniel said. It was Mamish Yachid. It was Mamish the Gans Klai Yisrael. One third of the Chelik of the Takana. Wasn't a Bittel. That's a Shidim against Mazbid the Pshat in the Mishnah. Gos Ashri says it's not a Bittel. It's no Bittel Udvara because why? Why was it Bittel Udvara? Because they're using the same reasoning of the first one. The first one would be Maskim. Lo Bittel Udvara. The Bezdin Rishon would be Maskim. Not a problem. Number three, the Beis Yaakov Sam Sofer says it wasn't Mekubal Klal Yisrael. There were places that got married every day because there was a Beis Din sitting every day. And we're like that status. So it wasn't like the Tzitzit of Hodazor Magen Avram. It wasn't Mekubal and Klal Yisrael. So there's no Yisrael of Akira in all of Klal Yisrael. Even Ro, but it has to be all of Klal Yisrael. And the Sam Sofer writes, that was the message of the Mishnah. So it's not a problem. The message of the Mishnah wasn't Dafka Wednesday. The message of the Mishnah was do it on a day before Beis Din meets. Yes, Avi.
So according to Chassam Sofer.
Yes.
When was there ever, meaning how are you still able to get past the Chassam Sofer Monday, Thursday? Like, when did that case ever exist? That it wasn't,
No. The Mishnah was talking about a case of Ezra when they met on Monday, Thursday. But the message of the Mishnah was, get married on Wednesday. Sunday's not good because you need 3 days of Shaktu. But the message of the Mishnah was, if you live in a time period where Beis Taka meets every day, she could get married any day. All it's got to be is the day before Beis.
How are they able to meet every day? If Takana says it was only Monday.
No, so I'm saying the Takana was Monday, Thursday, right? But we said the Takana was of Ezra's Monday, Thursday. But you're breaking the Takana of a Basula getting married, right? On Wednesday, now you're allowed to get married every day. The Takana was, since Ezra's Takana was Monday, Thursday, then we made a takana, Obasula gets married on Wednesday. But the Mishnah says, if in the event there'll be a Beis Din that meets every day, then she could get married what? She could get married any day. You're asking, how do you break that, you mean?
Yeah.
That's what you're asking. There's obviously asking the guy, the woman, you understand. Because the message was, the woman's got to get married a day before Beis Din meets. Right? So that's not that was the message of the Mishnah. But you're saying, how is it possible that we were able to make a takana that every day they're going to meet?
Yeah.
Lamaisa. Okay, that's a good point. It's an excellent point. Maybe we'll see with the next Mahalik, okay? It's a good point. But this answers why it's not an Akira for the Gedol L'Chacham Minim. Does everyone follow what Avi's asking? In other words, Mitzad the Beis Din, how did you allow Beis Din to what? We're focusing on more of the issue of the how could the woman now get married every day, okay? That's basically was the Kasha Lamaisa. How could it be, okay? But let's see, Lamaisa. Let's see now. That'll be a segue to what we have to do now, the second Mahalakir. Okay. Fine. So Lamaisa, how are they vatal the Takana to get married on Wednesday? And we said it was basically a two-pronged kasha, but the focal point of these Rishonim was, what's the story with the woman? The woman's getting married every day. Okay. Now, Lamaisa, there's another difficulty with Pshat in the Gemara. What's the other difficulty with the Pshat in the Gemara? What did the Gemara say? The Gemara said that before Ezra, they met every day. When Ezra came, they only did Monday, Thursday. That's a takana? Is that a takana? That's a subtraction. You don't have to be a PhD in math to figure that out. You're doing every day, they're sitting. And now Ezra makes a takana Monday, Thursday. A takana is fixing. Frek the Ritva, that's kilkala. Adarabah, frek the Ritva. You're being mekalka. That's the second mahalach we have to tackle. It's mekalkala. That's a great kashin. That's the Ritva's kashin. Okay? And in essence, that's Tysus. Let's see the Tysus inside here. The Sana, you want to read the Tysus, please? Go ahead. Let's see the Tysus. Yeah, everyone got it? Yeah, Shabbat they didn't. Go ahead. What's the kasha? Same kasha. Ezra's mistaken, he's subtracting. That's not a takana. Base was meeting every day. Now he minimized it to Monday, Thursday? It's a pella. Go ahead, Ode. In other words, you know, bloodletting needs to do for medicinal purposes, Bismana Gamara. And Monday, Thursday, is a yom din. That's why we say tachanun, you know. There's a yom din in the world. Like Hashem is minas din, minas rachim. Minas din is emphasized on Monday, Thursday. And that's why we say a longer tachanun. So it's interesting that if someone does bloodletting on that, it can be dangerous. But if you have schus avos, if your avos were good people, then you can do it. Halacha l'maisa. But he says, kikodim takanas Ezra, lo ayam akizin kolikr, that's ridiculous to say. Now there's only someone who had schus avos could be makiz on chamishi and Monday and Thursday. See, the din of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is implemented also in accordance with the Beis Din sitting. So Beis Din sits on Monday, Thursday. There's a din out there in the world also in Ruchnius. So therefore, only if someone has schusavas should you bloodlet. If you don't have schusavas, don't do it on Monday, Thursday. It's dangerous. So how did you bloodlet every day? Before Takadis Ezra, Beis Din sat every day. You mean the people didn't have schusavas, never could bloodlet? Then how would they ever get better? Bloodletting was their way of refuah. So Tosfos asks it as a kasha. Like you said, Nisan, Vod Kosher, Mimashah, Shishlus, who's all the actors? Yeah, read that again. Vod Kosher.
Yo Kosher, Dabir, Bishavis, Mishi, Ishwas, the first several Yakis, Bishavi, Bachamishi, Chikodim, Takana Cesar, Loha, you Makis, and
Kol Liquor. Well, you read it rhetorically. Chikodim, Takana Cesar, Loha, you Makis, and Liquor? You mean to tell me they never did Akaza? That's hard to imagine that they never did Akaza. Very, very hard to imagine that they never did Akaza. Okay? So that's Lamaisa. The two kashas, that's the two kashas of Tisus. Okay? Those are the two kashas of Tisus. Very strong kashas, Lamaisa. Number one is it's not a takana, it's a kilkula, like we said, the Ritva said. And number two is that it's hard to imagine they weren't mekizin at all. Okay? So that's Tisus' kasha. Let's see Tisus' teretz. Go ahead.
Yom Rabbeinu Tam, Bikurim Takana says, or Aloha Yukibu and Bechol Yom. Elo Kishoy Yitzrichim, or Sun Din, or Yoshim Bechol Yom Bayom.
Lashum Din.
Lashum Din, or Yoshim Bechol Yom Bayom. Yezra Tikin, Shiyu Kibu and the Shani Bachamishi, Bechol Arutzel Adon, Yabo Vidon, or Yukon Lahakis Bechol Yom Kurim Takana Ezra. Kamo Shiloh Yukibu him.
Oh, so what's Rabbeinu Tam's answer? His answer is that Kurim Takana Ezra, there was no institution. No one was set every day. Whenever they needed a din Torah, Lashum, whenever they needed any din Torah, they would sit. But there was no institution. Ezra was the second institution for Monday and Thursday. And therefore, before Kohen Ezra, everyone could bloodlet any day because there was no din going on. Right? The din in Shemayim is according to when Beis Din sits too. So therefore, there's no problem at all. Okay? You got that, Pshad? Comes out very good. Okay? Comes out very good. So that's the first teretz. That's the teretz of the Ri. Yes? The Ri gives it the beautiful teretz, and he says they weren't koveya. So don't tell me that Ezra, what, minimized. He answers both kashas. He didn't minimize anything. There was nothing. He did misakin, he did add. There was no institution before Ezra. he instituted Monday, Thursday. Okay?
This
is the teretz of the Rabbeinu Tam. Thank you. This is the teretz of Rabbeinu Tam. Thank you, Avi. Rabbeinu Tam says there was nothing. And therefore, since there was nothing, there's no problem they could bloodlet any time. And therefore, it's not a problem. He wasn't mekalkal anything. That's what Rabbeinu Tam wants to say. Halacha l'maisa. Very interesting. Chiddush. Halacha l'maisa. Okay? That's what he wants in Mechadesh. Halacha l'maisa. Now, I think, did anyone have an idea like this? That Rashi could be like Rabbeinu Tam? How could Rashi be like Rabbeinu Tam? The Tosa Rosh. And the Ramaska Shabbat Dinim is Medayik this. Because what does Rashi say? What did Rashi say? Go ahead, Mir Simcha. Shabbat Dinim Kvun B'chol Yom. Excellent. What does it mean, Kviyas Kol Yom Shavit? What does that mean? Rashi didn't say Kipshuto that what? That the Yosha B'chol Yom. Meaning they didn't sit every day.
Right.
It was just Stam ad hoc. It was ad hoc. There was no Kviyas at all, one day more than the other. Every day was as equal as the other because there was no institution. So I want you to get that down. I thought it's a beautiful pshat. Halacha l'maisa. So there's no reason to get married beyond Mesuyim. Mashenkin, after the takana, they sit with the keys. There is a reason. Well, there was no reason. You could have get together at base at any time. So Kodim takana says you could get married at any time. This is the answer of who? Of the Ri. Of the Rabbeinu Tam. Thank you. Very good, Avi. Okay? Excellent. Go ahead. Go ahead, Nisana.
Of Ri
Ah, the Ri says no. Let's get it down. The Ri says it was in one city, and Ezra spread it out to all the cities. Right? So what was in one city? One city to do what? Monday, Thursday, right? And then Ezra's Mesakim Chol Vir that they should do Monday, Thursday. No? Is that Pshat or no? What is that? No, I don't think so. Yes, if I thought like that, it was every day in one city. It was every day in one city, Kodem Ezra. Ezra was Mesakim in every city to be Monday, Thursday. Okay? Yes? Is that the Poshup Pshat? I believe so. No? Don't you think? The Ri says, achas. I think it meant every day in one city, and then Ezra was assigned to hold here Monday and Thursday. Yeah, everyone agrees to that? I'm pretty sure that's the pshat, Lamaisa. Okay? So when we say Kodem Ezra got married every day, it's in the big cities with a lot of people. In the small cities to go to big cities, Allah Lamaisa, and then Ezra was Masakin, and even in the middle, you know, there are three. If I ask you, geography-wise, how many cities are there in Halacha? How many levels of cities? There's Kfarim, excellent, Yosef. Kfarim, the villages, we know that from the Masechta. Megillah, excellent. The Kfarim, the Ayaros are the middle cities, and the Krachim are the large cities. So in the Krachim, they would meet every day. The Ayaros, as you said, Monday, Thursday. In the Kfarim, they wouldn't come at all. They would come Liyom HaKnis. Okay, so let me ask you a kasha. In the Pshatnet, so how many answers do we have so far? The Ri and Rabbeinu Tam. But let me just ask you. In that city where they did every day, they weren't Makis? Why don't you ask that, Kasha? Please get this down. Kodem Takana says, you mean in that city where they met every day, that large metropolis, that day where they met, they didn't Makis? Hard to believe. You got a major city, they weren't Makis at all? What's the terrace of that, Kasha?
As long as there was someone doing it anywhere, you might have to be in your city, you Makis.
In other words, I would say differently, Akibi. I would say that it's not a problem of Midas Adin out there, unless there's a Takana. You follow me? It's only considered to be Yom Adin Upkida when Bezin's Kfuyim B'chol Ayaros. When in Gan's Klal Yisrael, there are cities where every Monday, Thursday, they're sitting. But in one big metropolis, they're sitting, that doesn't create a Yom Adin and Yom Midas Adin out there that they wouldn't be making. You follow me? It's only when it's been a din that's a takana that is promulgated throughout of Klal Yisrael. So don't ask me a kasha in that Kodem Takana Ezra in that city how they do akasa. That's not a kasha because it's not a yom midas adin Daniel if it comes from one city. That's I believe the pshat lamaisa. And I think if you look in Rashi in Masechah Shabbos, what daf was this about the kasa's tam? Kuf Chavtes. I think Rashi's saying that. Okay, so please get that down. Let's get that Nakuda down. You follow what I'm saying? According to this last teretz, you could ask, oh, in that city, how'd they ever do akaza at all? Right? The answer is no problem with Yom HaDin, unless it's all of Gan's Klal Yisrael. That became a problem when Ezra was Mesakim Monday, Thursday. So, Lamaisa, yes, Avi.
Can you also say, like, maybe he was subtracting based in that city? Is that a problem? Like, meaning he was taking away a few days a week in that city?
I don't think Tosus wants to say that because that city taka remained. Basically, he just Mesakim Cholir Monday and Thursday.
So the whole time there was basically.
Yeah, because I don't want him to minimize anything. Yeah, I don't think Tosus is comfortable with that. That city stuck. That city stuck every day. See, that goes well with what we said in the first mouth that there were some cities that wasn't Makubal, right? Wasn't Makubal. That goes well with that theory. Okay? All right, very good. So Lamaisa, this answers your kasha too as well, Avi, because you had said, how do you change, every day, they weren't every day, okay? Wasn't every day, wasn't an institution. That was the territory of Benatar. According to the Ri, it was only one city, right? And that city didn't minimize, okay? All right, very good. So that's why I said, wait till this mile to answer your kasha. Okay, the first mile was focusing more on the Besula, even though we said it was a two-pronged kasha, but it was on the Besula. Okay. One sec, Ezra. I just want to finish up the Terutzim on this Kasha. Okay? The Ritva. What did the Ritva himself say, guys? What did the Ritva say himself on this Kasha? So Ritva had a few Terutzim. Let's say what he said first, B'Shem Taisus. Kodem Takane, they would sit, one in this city sometimes, in another city. You know, they would rotate cities where they would actually sit. Once Ezra came, they made a takana that every city they sit Monday, Thursday. Okay? Every city they sit Monday, Thursday. And that's the bottom line. Every city they sit Monday, Thursday, and therefore it's considered to be fine. Okay? So therefore, Kodem Takana, they did what? They sat, Lamaisa, but Ezra made it what? Ezra didn't minimize anything. They just, Lamaisa would rotate from cities, and therefore, Lamaisa, Ezra made it more of a formal institution. That's what the Ritvoya wants to say, Allah Lamaisa b'shem the Taisus. Yes, go ahead.
That's the reinterpretation.
It's a little bit different, Lamaisa. It's a little bit different, no?
I mean, why can't you read them into the Ri, though?
Well, you could read it into the Ri. You could read it into the Ri. I'll tell you why. I mean, I'm glad you brought it up. Because I gave the Shita Mekubetzis, let's get it. The Shita Mekubetzis on the Ri said what? Shita Mekubetzis said on the Ri to follow. Okay? So you're right. It could be the Ri. Let's see. What does the Shita Mekubetzis say? Shita Mekubetzis asked, he says, I don't understand the Pshat in the Ri. What did the Ri say? There was one city that every day Ezra made all cities Monday, Thursday. What does Shita Mekubetzis ask? He says, Lagabe, that ear. Right? Nogula Shevis Mideyom, Lagabi Osir, it's a Takana, it's a Kilkala, right? He said, Lagabi, that city, it's considered to be a Kilkala. So he, the Shita Mekubetzis, didn't interpret Tosh like we did. We understood that city, what, according to the Ri, what's the Pshat in the Ri?
That city
remained doing every day. The Shita Mekubetzis said, no. Ezra changed everything in uniform, even that metropolis. So he says, isn't that Kilkala vis a vis that city? We learn not that way in Taisus, but the Shita obviously didn't learn like us. So the Shita gives three terutzim. Please get it. Number one is, since he was misakin in every city Monday, Thursday, it was a low plug. He didn't want to be machalic. So even that metropolis had to be Monday, Thursday. That's not a kilkala, you know, because he had a mandate of being uniform. Low plug. That's one. Number two, Ezra was not misakin that they shouldn't sit in that city every day. It nullified on its own. It nullified on that own, because Lamaisa, before Ezra, everyone went to that city, right? Now everyone could go anywhere else. So they stopped functioning every day. That's not called an Akira. That's not called a Kilku. Okay, because they weren't needed now, and they went to their own cities. Okay, fine. And they did whatever else everyone did in the city. They did Monday, Thursday. That's the second Terrence. The third Terrence is a very interesting Kiddush in Lamaisa. That's why I think it's like this Ritva B'Shem the Taisus, Kibi. He says, Lamaisa, it's a dachuk to say that in Lashon the Taisus, but Lamaisa could very well be the Shita Mekubetzis has a third shot, and he wants to say that it means like the Ri in the what? The Ritva quotes B'Shem Taisus. That he meant that in every city, I mean, in different cities, they rotated from one city to the other, and then they made the takana. It's hard to say that, though, in Taisus, no? It's hard to say that in Taisus. But he wanted to say, Lamaisa, that was the kavana of the Ri in Taisus. The Shita Mekubetzis wanted to say the kavana is like the Ritva said B'Shem Taisus. I think it's hard to say that.
Is that Beis Din was only kameh in 1 year, meaning...
Yeah, but that's not what he said. That's not what the Ritva said B'Shem Taisus. He said from city to city.
Yeah, at any given time.
At any given time. Okay. I hear you. Very good. The third answer was exactly that the Ri means like the Ritva B'Shem Taisus.
What was the Ritva?
The Ritva B'Shem Taisus is that before Takana Sezer, they used to alternate cities, but they would meet Lamaisa every day. But they would go, you know, a week at a time to go to different cities. Then Ezra made a uniform takana Monday, Thursday in every city. So I'm just saying it's a little difficult to read in the Taisus, but Kibi wants to say Ir Achas meant Ir Achas rotating the cities. Okay, could be. I hear what you're saying.
Still is Makakal for those cities that were rotating though.
What'd you say?
Isn't it still Makakal though?
No,
I mean, the truth of the matter is that they wanted to make it uniform. At that time, it was only one city because they wanted to make it uniform. You go back to that answer, wants to make it uniform, it's low blue. Plus the fact it was by itself. You know, it was ochre by itself. You could rely on those previous two roots. Okay? You didn't uproot anything. It's just you want to make it uniform. Okay? So what we're saying is the Ritva B'Shem Taisus could be possibly the Ri, and that's what the Shita Mekubetzis says in one of his three answers that he asked on the Ri itself in Taisus. Okay? Now, Ezra, you're making a good point. I'm just saying that you can rely on the fact that maybe you want to make it uniform, Or you can rely on the fact that Lamaisa, it was considered to be what? It was considered to be, it kind of like went out by itself. In other words, Ezra's bothered by every week there was a different city than men every day. Now you make a uniform to kind of every city meets Monday and Thursday. So Ezra's saying, is that a kilkula? I'm saying it's not a kilkula because you can't pin down one city. You know what I'm saying? There was no one city that did it every day. Exactly. I think that's the ultimate answer. You don't have to rely on the first two tirutz. Okay. Excellent. Very good. So how many tirutz do we have so far? We had three. The Reed, the Rabbi Natan, and the Ritva B'Shem Baal HaTesis, which could be, they might be saying the same thing. Okay. What did the Ritva say himself? What did the Ritva say himself? The Ritva said very interestingly, Allah Lamaisa, he said that Kodim Takane, there was no Shakavua. People, when they had a machloikis, God forbid, they would get it together. Sometimes, you know, this day, sometimes another day, and the people would, you know, stop working, and they'd have to wait for the Beis Din to meet. Ezra didn't want the Balabatim missing work. And they knew that they could put in their schedule every Monday, Thursday, Mibokar at Erev, that they could come and ask them Shilas, Halacha L'mais, and to be able to paskin the Shilas. So Mimela, that was not considered to be a Kilkula, because it was a very ad hoc. It's a very similar Teretz, but you know, what's difficult with this Teretz? What do you think is difficult with this Teretz? What would you say? What bothers you with this Teretz? What do you say? You guys tell me. What's wrong with this Teretz?
The Lashon.
Well, the Shita asked. The Shita asked the Kasha. What did the Shita ask? You still have Toys' Kasha. How'd they do a Kazas Dam? Kodim Takanas Ezra. Every day would be Azman Din. Because when they would get it together, right? They would be Azman Din. So what's the Teretz of that? You guys tell me. Since they would only Dan, Shah, Achas, Biyom, they weren't open from morning till evening. 1 hour a day, that doesn't create a Yom Din. It was very ad hoc, Kodim Takanas Ezra. So whenever there would be an issue, they'd say they'd get together for an hour. They weren't open morning till evening. They weren't open morning till evening. So maybe that doesn't create a Yom Din. That's how the Shita adds on to this Teretz of the Ritva himself.
We also had Rashi, right? That said it's only when there's specific Takana. So
what do you mean?
It's only a Yom Din when there's a Takana to gather on that.
Right, that could also be another Teretz. Lamaisa, there was no real takana; it was more ad hoc. Good could also say like that. The Shita said different. Shita said it was only 1 hour a day. He said quantitatively. You could say like you're saying too, Avi. Correct. There would be no Yom Din created if it wasn't what it really was kavua. Could be. Okay. So that Lamaisa is the four Terutzim. But I also gave you the Miri. Miri says an interesting Chiddush. What does the Miri say? The Miri says as follows. The Miri says in Baba Kamen on Daf Pebes that there was a Dakana Klap of the Am that the Balabatin, Halacha L'maisa, should be able to go to Beis Din and be able to what? Know when they have to get off work. And Ezra made it uniform. So Halacha L'maisa, it's very interesting. He says they were coming for Kriyas HaTayr anyway. They were coming for Kriyas HaTayr anyway. So he says there was a Dakana Klap of the Am. Because, you know what? Anytime they needed a Din Torah, there was a dispute that arose on a Tuesday or Wednesday. What are you talking about? We just went to the city for Kriyas HaTorah on Monday. Then we got to schlep back. Ezra made it easier for the people. He wasn't Mekalkel. They were coming in anyway for Monday and Thursday for Kriyas HaTorah because they didn't know how to lane. So if they had a Din Torah, they would go then too as well. That's the only time Beis Din would meet. So a Taka was a Takana. It was a very good Takana. Very thoughtful, Lamaisa. Okay. What'd you say?
What did we say about Dam before that answer? About how does it sound before it's Sojourn?
You mean, in what sense? Well, before Takana says it wasn't a problem because it wasn't an institution. Well, Avi, like Tysa, said that too. He needed an institution to create you. It wasn't an organized institution. That's what he wants to sign. So he wants to sign it was a real what? It was a real Takana. Okay? In the Shita Yishana says in the Shita Mekubetz, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yankiv, it's a little problem because usually Rabbeinu Yaakov is Rabbeinu Tam, but the Shita Yishana says, Kodim Takana says they would sit 2 days, but they weren't Kavua. No one knew when they were going to sit. So therefore people would never go to Beis Din. So there was Masakin 2 Kavua days. Okay. There was Masakin 2 Kavua days. Alright, fine. It's a similar Teretz as we're saying. Okay, and the last Teretz we have is the Shita Yishana. What did the Shita Yishana quote the Shita Mekubetzes?
I thought you said that one. The
Shita
Yishana, that was,
they were saying. No, the Miri was, and the Shita Yishana quoted B'Shem Rabin and Yankiv. Okay, but the Shita Yishana has a teretz himself. It's all in the Shita, Lamais. What did the Shita Yishana say himself? Very interesting. It's Altskabet Sefer Torah. Did you see that teretz? You know what would happen, Mizman, when they would have a din Torah, they have to take out a Sefer Torah to have a shvua sometimes. Guy would have to take a shvua and keep the Sefer. You have to hold the Sefer Torah. So it wasn't Kovet Sefer Torah that they'd have to take it out. We only want to take it out when you took it out for Kriyas HaTorah. So they left it out in case there would be a din Torah on Monday, Thursday. So Ezra's Takana was not a kilkel, it was a good Torah. It was a good Takana for Kovet HaTorah. The Shittim Gebetzes doesn't like it, he says, lo nira. You saw that? Shittim Gebetzes was dyke. It's hard to imagine it was for Kovet HaTorah, but okay, that's what he writes. Interesting. He says, lo nira. He doesn't like the pshat. Okay, so I think we came up with 7 terutzim to that kasha. Okay? 7 terutzim to this kasha. It wasn't in the kilkul. We had the Rabbeinu Tam, right? We had the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. Rabbeinu Tam said, we know, Lamaisa, that it was what? It was not, it was ad hoc, it wasn't an institution. The Ri said that what? He spread it from one city. The Ritva Shem, the Taisa said, it was a rotating. The Ritva said himself, Allah Lamaisa, there was no kavuas man. Wasn't from morning till evening, it was an hour. The Miri said, because why? They want to schlep in already for Kriyas HaTorah come again. And the Shita Yishana said, because of what? Kavod HaTorah. And the Shita Yishana said, B'Shem Reino Yaakov, they did have 2 days, but they weren't Kavua 2 days. Okay, they weren't Kavua 2 days. Could have been Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, next week. The Shita Yishana, B'Shem Reino Yaakov. So that we have 7 terutzim. Yeah, go ahead. Kibi.
2 things. One is, can we just say that the Rebbe himself is also, he's just going to like remain in time. Rabbeinu Tam said there was no institution at all, and he's saying, yeah, like whatever, he's qualifying that. He's saying that that's why he's saying there's no shakam.
Right, but the only difference that I want to say is that the Ritva is an issue of time period, you know? He stresses that when Ezra and Tekan, they're open from morning till evening, whereas Kodim Tekan and Ezra, it was only an hour, you know, it was only 1 hour, and that's they got it together, and that's it, you know what I mean? It wasn't.
There's nothing in Rabbeinu Tam that implies.
I know, but it doesn't say shakavu of the day, that's all I'm saying. He just said as an institution it wasn't set up. He was a little bit more specific, the Ritva. Okay?
Now what about the Shita?
Yes.
Can you say that that's awesome, that is Rabbeinu Tam, and he's just qualified here?
It could be, but I don't, like I said, I don't, the Rabbeinu Tam wasn't getting into the details of, you know, Zmanim Kavua. They are.
Right,
they are. He's talking just in general.
Right, but you said that they only met, so you should,
right,
you should
I'm saying,
say
but
it
Rabbeinu,
only happened twice.
You're right, it could be Rabbeinu Tam didn't say that they met 2 days. He just said they only did Kishitzrich in the Shul. He's Shiti Yishonim Hashem, Rabbeinu Yaakov says they did meet 2 days. It's a little bit of a different version of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, you know what I'm saying? It's not exactly the same. There's a nuanced difference. He just said whenever they needed, they did it. Shiti Yishonim Hashem, Rabbeinu says these 2 days. Okay? Okay, yes, go ahead. Ezra.
I didn't understand the second question of Maki's down.
Yeah, the second question of Tosis Ezra is that there was a need to always be able to bloodlet because it was a needed of a refuah. But according to the pshat of the Gemara that before Tekanis Ezra, right, before Tekanis Ezra they met every day, that means there was a din in Shemayim. That means it was scary to bloodlet if someone didn't have school self, so they wouldn't bloodlet any day.
Also,
that's not
a question on the Takana, a question on the lack of...
It was a kashan. If you tell me before Takana says they met every day, how did they ever bloodlet? You can't bloodlet on Shabbos because it's a malachin. Right? It's chaburi. Okay. Excellent. Next choices, guys. Okay? Let's go. Natan, we got to get to the halacha too. Okay, I don't think we have to finish, but we don't have to wait because the very nice professor, she went to the classroom next door. So we don't have to be rushed to finish that too. Okay, we'll finish, but don't worry, we'll go. Okay, very good. Let's go. Isha nisus b'chol yom. We got to do a lochet too. Go ahead.
Isha nisus b'chol yom. Kashul Rashi
amayin. Now the Rashman Taisus is the Rashma Shatz, not the Rashma that we know of. Rashma Shatz is one of the great Rishonim too. But you have to know Rashma ever in Taisus the Rashma Shatz. Go ahead.
Right.
Excellent. That's a great kasha, no? It's a great, great kasha, right? Tosis is bothered by this kasha, very strong kasha. He says, what about the bracha, okay? What about the bracha, Tosis says, okay? Very good. Excellent. He says, I don't understand. He says, why should you get married every day before Tekunas Sezer and after Tekunas Sezer? There's a special uniqueness to what? Getting married on Thursday and having to be on Friday because of Bracha L'Adam, that there should be Puruvu. Okay? So that's Taisis Kasha. What do you mean, Isha Nisis B'chol Yom? She should get married on Friday, right? That's the Kasha Taisis. Okay, go ahead. Does that sound familiar? Where was that found before? Taisim Beis Amar Aleph said that we never are misakin a day because of a bracha. Go ahead. The truth is that almana to have bia on Friday is not because of bracha alone. Ella. Oh. Because the Gemara says later on, you want him to be home Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos with her. Kenamar l'kaman. Right, Absul, it's not shayach, that reasoning. What not shayach, what reasoning? What reasoning is it not shayach? What does it mean, Absul, lo shayach, hai taimah? Oh, Absul, it's not shayach, that reason, Lamais, to say that he should be with her Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Because he has more than 3 days, right? He has more than 3 days. He has 7 days. He has a chiv to be with her 7 days. Right? So you don't have to tell me, Lamai Subsul or Shayach Hai Taima. Right? In other words, we said Vabsula wasn't just because of the bracha, it's because of Shaktu. So you want to create a scenario Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, he'll be with her 3 days. So why don't you say the same thing about Absula and let her get married on Thursday and Friday? Because she's got to be with her. You don't have to worry about him getting up and going to work. Because he has Shivas Yimei Mishnah. Hilkach, go ahead. Oh, because of bracha alone, we're not kovei anything. Yes? Because of the bracha alone, we're not kovei anything. Zuck the bottom, Taisus. Go ahead. Wait, so what does Taisus say in that, Taisus? Summarize. Why do you say a woman can get married every day? Why don't you do Thursday, Friday, get the bracha? The Thursday, the bracha, we're never kovei a day. And by an almane, it's not because of the bracha, it's because of shaktu that he should be with her 3 days. And Absula, why don't you do it Thursday, Friday, same shaktu? Because I'm not worried about him going to work. By an almana, I'm worried about him going to work. I'm worried about him leaving her and going to work, so I want to force him to stay home for 3 days. You don't have that concern by Absula because he has Shivas Yimei Mishnah. So why don't you do it because of the bracha? Bracha alone, we're not misakin. Go ahead, Zakta. It's Iyika Bate Dinim. Oh. You can't take her to the Din Torah next morning. Go ahead. Nowadays we do get married on Friday. Mishum. Basin is not kavua, right? Basin doesn't say we get married on Friday. Mishum dein basin kfuim. What does that mean? Ein basin kfuim. What does that mean? Ein basin kfuim. Why do we get married on Friday? Because basin not kavua b'makom echad. The dayanim are not kavuim k'mo b'mayim, right? Anyone has a din Torah, you set up three guys and they make a claim. Even on Shabbos, please get it down. The Shach writes in Simon Zion in Ol Koshen Mishpat. Simon Zion Koshen Mishpat. Now, Bezik cannot meet on Shabbos. The Mishnah Beya. And Daf Lamed Vav and Bez. But they can sit there and hear your tainus. They can sit there and hear your tainus. That's okay. So if the guys are enraged that he thinks she's a bula, they won't pask him, but they can hear it at least. That's what it means. Vatan Noagin, nowadays. Vatan Noagin. Lisa Ap Beshishim Shum Dein Bez and Kfuyim. They don't meet, but they can get together and sit. Please get that down in your notes. How to read the Lashon and Taisus. Mishundem is in Kfuyin. What that means is they don't sit in Paskin, but they can get together and hear the Tainus. Go ahead. And if he has Taina B'sulim, he can complain to them on Shabbos B'fnei what? Excellent. It's not an Isser. Why can't you have a Psakdin on Shabbos? Zerush Shemichtov. They might write it down. Gemara says in Vayit. But there's no concern, they're just going to hear it. Go ahead, Va'od. Oh, now he brings up Rashi. Rashi said the whole reason why is because why? He's not believed to say 98% of the women in the world because of Sveik Sveika. Only about 2% is he believed. So what does he believe to come and cause a kasrachas, to make a kol? But nowadays, Beis Din is not kavua. There's no makom kavua ladun. Everyone just chooses one Beis Din. So if there's no one gathering place and their kol is going to come out. Do you understand this, Taisus? Even though Beis Din does sit every day nowadays, But it's a different type of what institution, that they don't sit there like Monday, Thursday from 9 to 5. They sit there when there's a problem. You follow me? You follow me, Kibi? So it's very similar to what existed before Tikkun HaSezer. Like the Taisa said, there was no institution. That's what Taisa is saying here. There's no real institution nowadays. Whenever we want to have it, we have it. But Lamaisa, in order to have a kol to come out, you need an institution that's there Monday to Thursday, open from morning to evening, then a kol comes out. According to Rashi, it makes no sense. So according to Taisa, let's get it down. What are the two reasons why you can get married on Friday? Let's get it. What are the two reasons you can get married on Friday? Okay? What are the two reasons? And then we'll pick it up with this. We've got to do halacha though. What are the two reasons that Taisa says you can get married on Friday? One is because why?
We'll still gather on
Shabbat. Oh, the Reish says halacha lamaisa, no problem. Right? Because they'll gather on Shabbos, but there won't be a problem if it didn't tire. They're just gathering here the tinus. Not a problem. That's the re. And the other one is, according to Rashi, there's no problem because why? There's no coal that's going to come out. The whole problem is to produce a coal, but we don't have that institution. So what are you worried about, Lamaisa? What are you worried about? You can definitely what? There in Misakin, Allah Lamaisa, that he should be able to come. We don't have that nowadays. So I'll pee Rashi, even though Lamaisa, even if you're Torah Tanis Beshulim, you're not Usher, but we want to make a coal. So this is only said this man chazal when people get together. Nowadays, we don't have that. So Mimele, you can get married anytime you want, even on Friday. So those are two reasons given. Allah Lamaisa. There was a minute for people to get married on Friday. The Miri says, a minute shenis pashet, let's get it, to get married on Friday. The Miri has such a minute. Okay? It was a famous minute to get married. Halacha lamaisa. To get married on Friday. Okay? So I want you to get this. So let's get it. Taisa is saying two chidushim here. Number one, the Reish said, halacha lamaisa, you can't get married on Friday because ain't dining b'Shabbos. Right? That's what Taisa said. Even though we said Isha Nisus B'chol Yom, please get the levels. The Gemara said Isha Nisus B'chol Yom. Isha Nisus B'chol Yom, right? Isha Nisus B'chol Yom. Not Friday. That's number one point. And number two, two added points. Bizman Azeh, though, you can get married on Friday. That's what he wants to say. Bizman Azeh, you can get married on Friday. Okay? Bizman Azeh, you can get married on Friday. I want to add this following in. I don't understand this. Why can't you get married on Friday? Because why Bezin doesn't meet, and we're worried about he's going to what? What about he's going to be what? He's going to be cool, he's going to relax, right? I don't understand. Why can't he be bowler on Friday? Let's say he's bowling on Friday, Lamaisa. What do you say? He's going to discard Daito Loyovo Lifne Bezin, right? Even if he has B on Friday, he won't be able to take her to Bezin. Allah lamaisa, because Bezin doesn't meet after Chatzos. I want you to get this down. The Ritva and the Ran say Bezin will meet after Chatzos. So today there's bowler on Friday. But lamaisa, after Chatzos, they're not meeting. So Allah lamaisa, he said, a woman's misses b'chol yom v'yom, she cannot get married on Friday, because Bezin doesn't sit on Shabbos. Take her on Friday! Hear that? Take her on Friday, they don't meet after Chatzos. So there are two levels in this Taisus. Nisus b'chol yom v'yoyim, but that doesn't include Friday. Why not? Can ain't down to Shabbos? But take on Friday, bowl on Friday. The difference is that what? They don't meet after Chatzos. Okay. Then he points out, his man said we allow it because they're only going to complain. Like the shach, shach says b'feret. Who says this? Who's the shach based on that you can gather people from complaints? The Ran. The Ran says it by us, based on the Gemara in Bava Kama Kuf Yud Gimel. You can gather three guys. It's right here. Alephim and Beis Dapei Rif. You gather three guys together, as long as they're not paskening. Right here, Befeirish. Based on the Gemara, Baba Kama, Kufi Yud Gimel. I ask you which the Gemara is. It's Kufi Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Halacha Lamaisa. So he says that. Number two, according to Rashi, there's no institution, so there's no call. So you can come here on Friday as well. So there are two levels in this place, Medina the Gemara and after Medina the Gemara. You got me? Okay, let's close with Halacha. So tomorrow, we have to... Tomorrow we have to finish up this mahalach. You got to go, got to do a look. You got class? Okay, you got to finish with a look.
I have a meeting.
Okay, all right. Well, let's finish up with we'll do something with a look. Okay, we got to finish up with this mahalach and a little bit more. Lamais. Then we got to go fight. Okay. I want to discuss the halach of Kriya Satara and Yom Kippur and Mincha. Maybe Kivega has a suffix. Okay? Kriya Satara at Mincha. Yom Kippur B'Shas Mincha. Rebbe Kivager has a suffix. Why do we lane? Why do we lane at Kriyas HaTorah at Mincha? Okay? Kriyas HaTorah B'Shas Mincha Yom Kippur. Rebbe Kivager has a suffix. Why are we laning? Are we laning in Din Tainis Sibur? Every Tainis Sibur you daven, you lane at Mincha. Isn't it also a Tainis Sibur? You follow me? Isn't it also a Tainis Sibur Yom Kippur? Or no? Maybe you lane me Din the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. The Kedushas Hayom mandates not only you lane at Shachs, you lane at Mincha. Midin Kedushas Hayom. You got the Tut Stardom? This is a Suffolk and Rebbe Kivager. Last week we did what? We did the Suffolk and Rebbe Kivager on the nature of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. Today, we do the Suffolk, what is the getter of laying on Yom Kippur Pshas Mincha? Lamai Nafkamini. Five Nafkaminis. And you should have this in mind, Bez Yashem Pshas Yom Kippur, Pshas Mincha. The Suffolk and Rebbe Kivager, share it with the Chavar, in the prayer. In the break. Learning in the break. What is it? Number one, nafkamina. Let's say someone, God forbid, is not fasting for medical reasons. Mi shelo misana. What's the din? Can he get an aliyah at Mincha Erev Yom Kippur? If it's been din Tainis Sibur, no way. If it's been din Kriyas Hayom, then he could. Then he could. What do you got a man in the shul. He's had Master Yonah for 40 years. Now he's older, he can't fast him. You're not going to give it to him? Because a big machalik is embarrassing. No? You definitely could rely on the what? Midin Kedush Sayon. Very good nafkamina. That's number one. Number two. What trup? Nigun. All right. What trup do you do? Do you do the regular trup or do you do the Yom Nerayim trup? How does the Yom Nerayim trup go? Excellent. Excellent. Sanal says, if it's Midin Kedush Sayon, you do the special Yom Nerayim. If it's Midin Tainis Sibur, you do the regular. What do? We do the regular. Mincha, you do the regular. Morning, Shacharis, you do the Yom Nerayim. You got me, Shalom? So, Lomdis, I want you to clap. You want to say, okay, number three. What do we learn? What do we lay at Mincha Yom Kippur? The Arayis. Tosa says in the end of Megillah, why? Because we want to give Musar to Klal Yisrael. God forbid we don't engage in Arayis. On the holiest day of the year. I always say that one of the guys in the shul says it, but he says, Rav, Shabbos is holier. Shabbos is seven, Aliyah Yom Kippur six. It's a good point, he always says to me. But I mean, the most awesome day. You know what I'm saying? Yom HaDin. You know, he proved it to me also in the Siddur. What do we say Friday night, Shmoneh Esrei? V'kidashto mikol hazmanim. On Friday night, we say v'kidashto mikol hazmanim. It's talking about Shabbos. It's a good point. Never thought about it. It says it in the Siddur. So the Arayah seems to indicate which one. What do we normally lay for if it's a Tainis Sibur by Mincha? What do we normally lay? By Echal Moshe, right? This is different. Seems to indicate through Sayon. What's the Haftorah? What's the Haftorah that we do? Say for Yonah. Excellent. What's the normal Haftorah during the year for a Tainis? Tirshu Hashem b'matzo. Right? Also indicates through Sayon. Number five. What's number five? Fifth Nafkamini. When do you stop the brachas? The brachas after the Haftorah, where do you stop? Meaning, do you say Mekadosh HaShabbos Yisrael V'Azmanim like this year at Shabbos too? Or do you stop at Magen David? What do you do during the year? What do you do during the year at a regular Haftorah at Mincha V'Tainis? You stop at Magen David. No? What do we do here? Does anyone remember? I only remember because I teach it. Otherwise, I wouldn't know it either. I wouldn't remember. You know what the answer is? We stop at Magen David. Brachas B'Sof. So, regarding what... Mishalom Misana will hold Kedush Sayon. Regarding the Trup, we hold Tainis Sibur. Regarding the Arayah Sefer Yonah, we hold Kedush Sayon. And regarding what? Regarding the Brachas of the end, we're holding tainis. Regular tainis. So it's a mix. It's a mix. What we do, Allah
Lamaisa. How can we do that?
How can we do a mix?
Either or, yeah.
It has an element of both, you gotta say. It has an element of both, this chiyuv of Kriyas HaTayr. Okay? Now let's just close with one more din. Okay? It's a little bit late. But since we had a few other Tuesdays, so we're compensating a little bit. Okay? But let's just close. I know you guys gotta eat lunch and get ready. There's a din of Tosefes Yom Kippur. You must usher the day in early and end it late. Halacha l'maisa. That's a din d'oraisa. It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tes, and Yuma Daf Pei Aleph. You have to usher in Yom Kippur early and end it late. It's d'oraisa. Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yom Kippur is a big machlekes in the Rama. Is it d'oraisa? Is it the Rabbanan? Is it a minute? Or it doesn't exist? The rest of the Rabbanan doesn't exist. But Tosefes Yom Kippur is d'oraisa, guys. You got to start it early. How do you start it early? What do we say? Tefillah Zaka. Who wrote Tefillah Zaka? The Chayodim. You know that Tefillah Zaka you say? You come early before Kol Nidre. You're Makabel Yom Kippur early, 20, 25 minutes early before Shkia. You fulfill the mitzvah. Now, is Tosefes Yom Kippur only the Inuyim? That's what the Magen Mishnah says, not the Malachim. You know what the Inuyim are? The Chamesh Inuyim. Achila Shtia, eating and drinking, Tashu Shemitah, Rechitza, what else? Tzikin. Right? Chilu Ishtia, Rechitza, Sika, and Tasha Mita. Nilas Asandal too. Sika, anointing oil. Anointing oil on her. Spring soap and oil. Those are the Chamish Inuyim. Chilu Ishtia is a Din Diraisis Karis. The other ones are Machlokes with the Diraisis Obana. But the Magen Mishnah says it's only considered to be Tosefis when you usher in the day with the Inuyim. The Rav said it's wrong. The Rav argued on the Magen Mishnah. They're inextricably linked Yisra Malacha with Chamish Inuyim. When you usher in Yom Kippur, you usher in the Inuyim, and also you're not allowed to do a Malach. He said he felt Shvisis Asur. How does the Rambam call it? Shvisis Asur. Hilcho Shvisis Asur. The Inuyim and the Isra Malach are inextricably linked, Daniel. The Rambam calls it Hilchos Shvisis Asur. Abstaining from Malach. Abstaining from the Inuyim. You know what I'm saying? He viewed it as all one package deal. Malach is the Magen Mishnah in the Rav. What does Tosefes Yom Kippur include? We do like the Rav. In Tefillah Zaka, we're makabel everything on ourselves. So I want you to note this, guys. Please. You must say Tefillah Zaka. You say it standing. Vidui b'umet. You usher in Yom Kippur early. And you should end it late. At least 2 minutes late. A minute or two. It can be small. But it's d'oraisa. It's d'oraisa. Very important. Mitzvah. Find out when Seisa Kochavim is in respective cities. And end it a minute or two late. Okay? Important. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. There's more to discuss. We don't have time. We got to stop now. Everyone have a wonderful day. And we'll continue tomorrow, Biz Hashem, in this Mahalchim, in this Sugi. You got to go bite. Tarakhle, there's so much to do. Okay. Good day, guys.